You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it is Tuesday, the 27th of July 2021. It's your daily wrap of the business and finance news world. The Australian share market closed at another record high today. It follows gains across the indices in the US. Shares there also hitting a record high as profit reporting season continues to roll on. Here, the S&P ASX 200 added around 0.5% to 7,431. BlueScope Steel, a major beneficiary today, up 6.4% on a profit upgrade. The miners and the banks also did well. For more, I spoke earlier with Jessica Amir. She's a market analyst at BuildDirect. And I first asked her if the market is looking beyond the rise in local COVID cases.
The Aussie share market is expected to continue to rally and continue to hit new all-time highs because guess why? Investors are really valuing companies based on their fundamentals. So they're valuing companies based on future cash flows and earnings because we know markets are forward-looking. We've got reporting season officially kicking off next month. So this is tipped to be one of the best reporting seasons in about 10 years. So investors like that. That's why they're going into the markets in droves. What's also supporting share price growth is that today we heard Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, encouraging New South Welshmen to get vaccinated from August. So our services and domestic travel sector will probably reopen once 50% of our population is vaccinated. So the market's pricing that in. And thirdly, Ricardo, if you look at the charts, if you like to look at charts to back up your decision making, you'd see that the Aussie share market's technical indicators are suggesting that the Aussie share market will likely continue to rally and will likely see investors buy the dips along the way.
How much are Australian investors also looking to the US? And I ask that question in the context of the NASDAQ in the US is at a record. We've got our profit reporting season in the US continuing. And even here, we heard from BlueScope Steel issuing a profit upgrade thanks to the US economy because of its exposure. So what's it looking like there? And what does that mean for the global economy?
Companies in the US are rallying because they're reporting stronger than expected earnings. We know 88% of the companies so far that have reported quarterly results have beat expectations. Plus, companies are also guiding for a stronger full year ahead. So that's the icing on the cake. But the extra cherry on the top of the cake, I guess, if you will, is after this cycle is over, we're expecting analysts to come out and then upgrade stocks. So diving to that, globally, taking a more macro look, if you think about not just the US, but if you think about the US and Europe, they're expected to see the biggest earnings per share upgrades in the world this year. Why? Well, 50% of their populations are vaccinated. So this is supporting future share price growth. And this is the key here. And this is why share prices are likely to rally. What we also know, once we see brokers upgrade stocks, that moves them into another rally. And so we know since 1987, Ricardo, that global share markets have consistently rallied after brokers upgraded stocks. So big takeaway here for investors expecting markets to continue to rally to new record highs, particularly US and European markets. Why? Because most of their populations are vaccinated.
Okay, good link now. The Australian population is vastly not vaccinated. We've got profit reporting season beginning here this week. Most of, parts of the country is in lockdown. What do you think the major themes then will be when we see the companies report?
Good question. A couple of major things for me spring to mind. So mining stocks, banks, and those globally operating companies that are listed here on the ASX. So all three of these cohorts are expected to really, do exceptional things. So miners, they're likely to report the strongest ever dividends that we've ever seen. So we're expecting record dividends, and that's thanks to the iron ore price surging to a brand new record high as the copper price is too. So Fortescue Metals, the biggest concentrated iron ore company, they're expected to pay a 9% dividend. Rio Tinto expected to pay a 5% dividend, BHP about 5% too. Pivoting back to banks, the biggest part of the Aussie share market, they're also set to report a cracking set of numbers, Ricardo, a massive turnaround in earnings, the biggest earnings jumps in 10 years. But we do have to remember, as you said, we are facing lockdowns. We know banks have got about $18 to $28 billion of excess capital in their hot little hands, but they probably won't be returning some of that money to shareholders now via share buybacks because the future is really a bit uncertain about lockdowns.
Jessica Amir there.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.